Audience Audio presents Custody, a novel by Nancy Thayer, performed by Angela Daw. Custody, noun. 1. A guarding or keeping safe. Care, protection, guardianship. 2. Detention, imprisonment. Webster's New World Dictionary, College Edition, 1968. Prologue, September 5th, 2000. Some days, Kelly thought, are more important than others. Some days you wake with your heart pounding and your hopes higher than the sky. Some days you know you are exactly where you're meant to be. Today, the first Tuesday in September, Kelly drove in the early morning sunshine down Cambridge Street, feeling like a well-read traveler entering a foreign country for the first time. This was a day she would remember all her life. This was the day she began the work she had dreamed of, sacrificed for, and worked toward steadily and without rest for 13 years. During the past month, she had become slightly accustomed to wearing the black robe and accepting the deferential greeting of judge. But for the past month, she had been sitting on cases with other judges, moving through various courtrooms in the Commonwealth as she went through the standard month of training that all Massachusetts probate and family court judges receive before they sit alone. Today, she would sit alone. Leaving the heavy traffic, she turned off onto Thorndike Street, entered a lot, and parked her silver Subaru in a space reserved with her name. She stepped out of her car, clicked it locked, and looked up at the stately back of the century-old four-story red brick courthouse. Here she would render justice. Here she would listen to, evaluate, and then, using all her wisdom, knowledge, logic, and fierce intellectual skill, decide entirely by herself the fates of the people who stood before her. She was only 35 years old, but she was competent. She was ready. She knew better than anyone else how hard she had worked for this. With her own key, she let herself in through the back entrance of the courthouse. Inside, she nodded at the security guard as she shouldered through the throngs crowding the central lobby and side halls. So early in the morning, the noise of whispers and coughs, shoes clicking across corridors, briefcases snapping shut, swirled up through the balconied floors toward the blue and gold dome. Too impatient for the ancient elevator, Kelly hurried up the smooth, wide steps, their marble worn into silky troughs. The crowded hall.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?